From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A new national poll released early Saturday shows Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's lead over Republican rival Donald Trump narrowed significantly even before the FBI disclosed it has new evidence about use of her private email server as Secretary of State. The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi officials on Saturday said a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least seven people and wounded more than 20 others in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority and security forces. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as an Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week using civilians as human shields, but that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. Syrian government forces and their allies launched a counteroffensive Saturday under a cover of airstrikes trying to regain control of areas they had lost to insurgents the day before in the northern city of Aleppo. Activists and media authorities say the government had reported it pushed back a large attack on the south and west of the city, but the rebels and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a monitoring group, said insurgents had taken control of entire suburbs in the southwestern corner of the city. Syrian rebels continue their efforts Saturday to shake Aleppo from the government siege as airstrikes hit the edges of the divided city. Gunmen on motorcycles opened fire on Shiite Muslims' religious congregation in Pakistan's port city of Karachi Saturday, killing at least five people, wounding several more. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The attack comes days after three suicide bombers stormed a police training center in the southwestern part of the country, killing more than 60 recruits and wounding dozens more. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for Monday's assault. New Zealand customs authorities have made its largest ever meth seizure, stopping $176 million New Zealand dollars worth of the drug from entering the country.
We believe we've taken out approximately 1.76 million hits of methamphetamine from New Zealand. And we think we've prevented the gangs from profiting from pushing meth through to the communities, both in our cities and within rural New Zealand.
New Zealand Customs spokesman Jamie Bamford says a 20-year-old Hong Kong man is under arrest and charged with trying to smuggle the drugs into the country from China. New Zealand Customs is now working with partners in Hong Kong and mainland China to see if they can further disrupt the syndicate. Two suicide bombings killed at least nine people and injured 24 others Saturday morning in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, the heart of the seven-year-old insurgency by the Boko Haram militant group. The Nigerian military said one of the bombs went off in front of a camp holding more than 16,000 people who have been displaced by the unrest in the country. The second blast occurred minutes later outside a state-owned fuel depot. No one has claimed responsibility, but the bombings were similar to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.